before the message and use it for your glory and your honor, dear Lord. Help us listen attentively, dear Lord, please. And God, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love, they crucified, they laugh and fall. So long, I should have died, but you have brought right by your side, be led by your rod,
to become
I'm called the Lamb of God.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank God for that song. He is, and I thank the Lord for Jesus, our Lamb. His blood that He shed for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're so blessed. Genesis chapter 50. Thank you for ministering to our hearts. And Genesis chapter 50. Talking about Joseph's great faith. The great faith of Joseph. My, oh, my. May God increase our faith as we read here in the Bible. And verse 24, our text, it says, And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. Now, underline this. And God will surely visit you. Look what he said here. And bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. That's amazing. That's amazing. Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel saying, God will surely visit you. Underline that. Surely. Surely visit you. Man, his faith is outstanding. Surely visit you. And you shall carry up my bones from hence.
faith, looking down to the future, looking to the blessings down the road. And Joseph died being 110 years old. Would you pray for me? I'd love to live and be 110 and be preaching for God. Would you pray for me? I pray for you. You say, would you want to? I'd love it. I want to do all that I can do for the Lord. And He's been so good to us, hasn't He? Now, look what the Bible says. And they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Let's pray, please. Holy Spirit, now I got to have your help. I bow my head in the presence of these people. I want them to know I rely on the Holy Spirit. I rely on you. Help me to say nothing I should not say. Help me not to withhold anything you want me to say. I want to be encouragement, blessing to these precious ones. Father, I beg you, I want to help them. They took time out to come out today. Oh, God, may they leave differently than the way they came. With a stronger faith, may I have a stronger faith in Jesus. Jesus' name. Amen. Let us say amen. Amen. And so we see this emphasis on here. Put a star by it. This surely will he visit you. He reminds us here and right in the Bible. God's going to do it. No doubt about it. No mistake about it. God keeps his word. This is going to happen. And surely, verse 24, surely. And he said, this is what's going to happen. No doubt about it. You're going to get my bones. And of course, look at Exodus chapter 13. We find, as always, God keeps his word. And they come out of Egypt. You know about it. Turn to Exodus chapter 13. And Exodus chapter 13 and verse 19, please, if you will. And the Bible says, Exodus chapter 13 and verse 19. Look what it says here, please. It says in verse 19, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. Look at that there. Look at that. For he had straitly sworn on the children of Israel, saying, God, here it is, God will what? Surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Go take them out of this place. He looked always. He never got over his dreams that God gave him. Joseph was a great man of faith. Turn to Hebrews, if you will. Always the New Testament. You go over and find it over by James and John and all that, and Peter next to there. But go to Hebrews, if you will, in chapter 11. And Hebrews in chapter 11. And he is here in the great historical, great hall of faith. You heard of the hall of fame. Well, this is the hall of faith. To get in the hall of faith, you had to do something outstanding. I hope and pray. You pray for me. I'm striving to one day, I hope that I could be in the hall of faith to do great things for God and have great faith for God, that he would remember me as of a person of great faith. Look at here in verse 22. It says, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. You see, a great man of faith here. He's mentioned and is recorded down in centuries and centuries. And time has passed, but we remember the great faith of Joseph, the great faith of Joseph. And that's what I want. I want you to think about the life of Joseph. Joseph always been, even when he was a teenager, and he was a youth, he knew that God was going to do what he said. He had a dream that one day that he'd be this great leader, that one day that even his own children, his own brothers and his family would come, and one day he would be in a leadership position and to be a help to them. But they understood that not, you know that, and they got mad at him, and you know they jealous and the coat, many colors and all that, but shot him in the pit there and left him there to die. Was going to kill him, but thank God the brothers said, no, don't kill him, and they sold him to slavery, and Joseph never wavered. He was God is surely going to come. God, he didn't understand it. Of course, we got to put ourselves in this place. I wouldn't understand it. My own brothers, your family, away from mom, away from dad, away from home, and you love God. And as a teenager, he loved God. He loved Jesus. He dreamed big. And teenager, dream big. Dream big. Hey, sweetheart, I want you to sit up right over here. Help her out. There you go. Hey, right here, young girl. Thank God for you, little one. Listen, you have faith. You have precious. Have faith in God. Dream big. Dream how God can bless you and how God can provide for you, how God can take care of you, how God will do great things in your future. Dream, you junior boys. Dream, teenager. Dream, you in your 20s. Dream, you that are in your 30s. Dream, you that are in your 40s. Dream, you that are in your 50s. Don't never stop dreaming. Trials come, trouble come, never stop dreaming. Joseph never lost his dream, and he's there in the pit. And I know, I tell you what, and snakes, and who knows, rats, and who knows what he faced. Who knows the chains, the Bible talks about the chains that hurt his feet, and much labor, and much hurt, and much walking, and tired, and weariness, and health problems, and no doubt about it. And there, in Egypt, a strange land of people, away from your friends, away from your family, and you love God. God, why? Why, God? I don't know. I don't know, but I must pray. I must cry. I must believe in you. The devil tells me to quit. The devil's trying to turn me away from you. I don't understand it. You know, my brothers know I love you. My daddy knows I love you. My mom knows I love you. Why, God? Why am I a slave? Why are you? Why did you stop my brothers? Why don't you do something? Kill these Egyptians. I don't want to be here. I miss my mama. I miss my daddy. I miss my friends. I miss my friends I grew up with in school. I miss them. Oh, God, why? Why, God? You know I serve you. You know I give. You know I've obeyed my mom. I honor my dad. God, why is this? Why? Why? Oh, you may have a wrong idea about Joseph. No, no, no. Don't you ever forget, Joseph was human just like you are. I mean, Joseph gets cold just like you do. Joseph misses his family just like he gets hurt just like you do. He gets hurt like you do, like I do. And Joseph never stopped wavering. God, I don't know how God's going to get me out of this. God's going to get me out of this pit. He got him out of the pit. God's going to get me out of this jail. God got him out of the jail. Oh, God prosper him and bless him. And God bless you too after the trial. After the trial you go through, you let God, he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. Hang in there. Amen. God got him out of sticking jail, nasty jail. You know how God blessed him. You know how the Lord blessed him. You know how God blessed him. He blessed him with the Potiphar even put him over all his business. Amen. He's living wealthy. Joseph, he was a handsome young man, had it all, had the money. And Joseph had a good night, the comfort of Potiphar's house. And man, good treated him with royalty. Treat them good. You know that. You know they treat them well. And then she cast her eyes on him and said, Joseph, lie with me. Lie with me. And she dressed for success and she painted herself up. And hey, listen, the king didn't have no trashy looking woman. The king, not the king, but the man, the Potiphar, the Potiphar there. Let me tell you something. The man of wealth, the man of business, the man of authority. The man had a beautiful wife, and she was a queen type of looking wife. And she cast her eyes on, made her eyes beautiful, and cast her eyes on Joseph, and said, "Lie with me day after day, and please." And my husband would never know it. Nobody would never know it. But Joseph wanted to honor his mom and honor his dad. Joseph wanted to honor God. He realized his parents were too good to him. He realized his God was too good to him. And he said, "How can I do this great wickedness? How can I do this great wickedness? God has a great plan for me one day. I'm going to be a great leader one day. I'm going to have great blessings one day. I'm going to have a great family one day. I'm going to be used of God greatly one day. I cannot give in to you. How can I do this good wickedness? How can I do this wickedness? How can I do this wickedness in the sight of God? In God's sight, how can I do it? He knows my down sitting. He knows my uprising. He knows when I go to sleep. He knows when I wake up. He knows when I'm bad. He knows when I'm good. And I think about how good he's been to me. I cannot lie with you." And she's all jealous. And she's got her ego messed up because she feels she can have any man she wants to. And she comes up with a scheme and a lie. You know, she cries, "Rape!" And she grabs his coat. And he runs for his life. And he runs out of there. And she cries and weeps and waits for her husband to come. And she says, "Look, you brought this Hebrew. Hey, look at him mocking. Look at him! And trying to lie with me and take me from you and mess our marriage up." And she comes with these lies. And she has him thrown. And he gets mad. And he puts him in the pit. And he puts him in the prison. He puts him there in the jail. Once again, he's going through the trials. Back to the chains. Some of you, you wonder, man, God's blessed me back to the chains. God's blessed me back to the problems. Well, you just have faith like Joseph. I don't know why God allows you to go through what you go through. I don't know why God allows me to go through what I go through. Of course it hurts. Of course the devil comes to me and says, quit. Of course the devil says, why does God let this happen? Why don't God do this? Why don't God open this door? Hey, I don't understand why God does what he does. It's my job to trust him, to have faith in him, and say, God surely is going to bless me. God surely is going to get me out of this jail. God surely is going to help me financially. God surely is going to help me physically. God surely is going to help me down the road. God's going to promote me. You've got to have a dream. Dream, dream, young people. Dream while you're in school. Let God push you through there and bless you through school. Let dream while you're in college. Let God push you and bless you through college. You dream. You dream. You dream of that family, and God blesses you with a God-given, a wonderful family one day. It's right around the corner. You're going to be a mama. It's right around the corner. You're going to be a daddy. It's right around the corner. You're going to be a king in your home, a queen in your home, and God will bless your labor and bless your work, and God will provide for you everything you need. He'll fill that apartment up. He'll fill that house up. He'll give you some wheels. He will take your every bill. I'm talking about he'll help you to have a husband that loves God, a wife that loves God. Dream big. He'll give you peace. Dream big. He'll give you joy. You dream. He'll make you a Sunday school teacher. Dream. He'll make you a preacher. Dream. He'll make you a preacher's wife. Dream. He'll make you a deacon. Dream. He'll make you a deacon's wife. Dream. He'll make you be a great soul winner. Dream. He'll make you a great soulless. Dream. He'll make you a great choir member. Dream. He'll make you a wonderful bus driver. Dream. God will use you to save people from hell, to get them to heaven. God will use you. Don't you quit. Don't you ever throw in the towel. You may end up in the hospital, but don't you ever quit. You may end up in jail, but don't you ever quit. You may end up in prison, but don't you ever stop dreaming. Don't you ever stop dreaming. Of being the wife you want to be, being the husband you want to be, being the daddy you want to be, being the mama you want to be, being the preacher you want to be. I can't stop dreaming. I've got to dream. You've got to keep that dream. And you've got to say, God surely is going to come. He's surely going to bless you. Joseph remembers how God helped him to interpret a dream. He got him out of prison and jail, and now Potiphar's wife got to bow down to him. Now Potiphar got to bow down to him. Oh, thank you for praying for me. The Holy Spirit's helping your pastor. I've been asking the church to please pray for me that I be filled with the Spirit. I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. I want God to bless you like he did Joseph. You might be here this morning wondering, can God bless me like he did Joseph? Oh, he can. God's no respect of persons. God bless Joseph and God bless you. God's looking for people to use like Joseph. You girls, you sit up here. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose that God would use you. Look up here. Look up here. Quit fizzing around. And God wants to use you. You got a dream. What kind of dream do you have? Mom, my dad would slap her. I said, I don't never want to slap my wife. I never want to fight like they fought. I seen them cuss at each other. And I dreamed. I said, one day, as a kid, these little kids up here, I said, one day, kids, I said, I ain't going to have it. I'm not going to have a bunch of liquor. I'm not going to make my kids go through that. I don't want my kids to go through that. I don't want them to see the alcohol and all the money spent and don't have nothing. I don't want to do that. I don't want to end up like that. I've seen my mother cry when my brothers go to jail. I don't want my wife to go through that. I don't want my kids to go through that. Hey, listen to me. I made up my mind that I wanted I dreamed of a Christian family, of a Christian home. I dreamed of a husband to love my wife and be faithful to her and to love her. I had a dream that God would work out the deals and help me. I never see my mom drive, my dad drive. I never see them have a car. I had a dream that God would provide a vehicle, that God would provide. Listen, I'm not kicking anybody down. This is a project. God knows I didn't want to just die there like my dad did in the projects. I thank God for every handout that everyone gets. But I didn't want to become trapped in the system. I didn't want to just become a slave to the system. I want to excel. I don't want to die in the project. I don't want to die there. I don't want to be a slave to the government. I don't want to be a slave. I wanted God to just give me a job. And I want to be able to, God help me pay my bill through college. And God help me. And after I graduated from college, God help me. And I'll tell you, me and my wife didn't have much. But dear God, He filled that fish ramp. He filled that cabinet up. We fill that apartment up with things. God has taken care of us all these years. God has been good. God has been so good. He's been so good to us. Allow me to pastor a church. I believe the greatest church in the world. I would want to pastor any church, any other church in this world. I love you, precious people. You're so dear to me. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I'm just blessed to be able to be your pastor. And I thank you. But I had a dream of being a pastor. God did it. God did it. My wife said one time, she'll never be a pastor's wife. Don't ever say that. She surrendered and she's a pastor's wife. God will take care of you. Dream! You say, I can't speak. God said, I made your mouth. Dream! You say, I can't be a husband. Be faithful to my wife. Dream! Dream! You say, I can't. I'm scared to get married. I might be unfaithful. Dream. Dream. Don't be scared. Have a bunch of kids. Enjoy life. Don't be like this sick, stinking world. They have their big houses. And they listen to it. They say they have all their money. And they have them, but they don't have the joy. They don't have the peace. Dream. Dream. Dream big. Don't never stop dreaming. God is surely going to do it. God helped me and paid every bill that I had, college student. God's going to help you. Just pray. Get along with God. And He promised to reward you openly. And to get in your prayer closet. You go ahead and pray and ask and seek and knock. He's going to come through. I've watched God come through. I've watched God come through in so many ways in all these years. I just don't want you to have a house. I want you to have peace. I don't want you to just have a car. I want you to have peace. I don't want you to have a girlfriend, a boyfriend. I want you to have peace. I don't want you to have a husband and wife. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to tell those in jail, don't stop dreaming. Tell them in prison, don't stop dreaming. Tell them, don't never stop dreaming. God has surely come to pass. God has surely come through. As amazes me, Joseph and all this kept his Christian testimony, kept his purity, kept his influence, maintained his identity. He said, I'm a child of God. I am not a child of the devil. I will not let Egypt change me. But I'll change Egypt. I won't look like Egypt. I won't act like Egypt. We get criticized a lot around here because we just don't have the worldly Egypt looks or music. In our church, we're striving not to let Egypt change us. We're striving to change Egypt. And Joseph did not let Egypt change him. Moses did not let Egypt change him. Moses said, I'm going to make a change. I will look like a child of God. I will talk like a child of God. I will act like a child of God. When I am in Egypt, I will always be faithful to God when the temptation's there and the pressure's there to be like everybody else. Will not be like every preacher. I don't want to be like every preacher. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like God. I want to be like Joseph. I don't want to bow down to Egypt. I want to stay faithful to God. And I want to encourage you to stay faithful to God. To have great faith in God. I want you to dream big. And I want you to be confident.
And I want you to say to each other, God surely is going to bless me. I am reading my Bible. I am meditating. The Bible says day and night, if I meditate in the Word of God day and night. In Psalms chapter 1, it says, if I meditate day and night, it says I shall prosper. And whatever I do, I'm going to prosper. I'm going to, and Joshua 1:8, I'm not going to let depart of my mouth. I'm going to have good success. I'm going to be successful in school. I'm going to be successful in college. I'm going to be successful in my marriage. I am going to be successful in everything I do, because I'm meditating this book day and night. It's more important than TV. It's more important than texting. It's more important than Facebook. I'll tell you why. Because I need Jesus to bless me. I need Jesus more than anything else. I want this to be the most important thing. I'm not saying it's wrong and sinful to get on Facebook, but it's wrong and sinful if you don't get your face in the book. I'm not saying it's wrong and it's sinful to text, but I'm telling you, if you don't text, if you don't communicate with Jesus and talk with Him, I'm not saying it's wrong to go ahead and FaceTime or whatever you're gonna do, but you gotta get in Jesus' face. You gotta learn to get up and pray and walk with God. And Lord, you just been pressed upon my heart to get up wee hours in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Just pray. Just pray for you. Lift your name up and pray for you. And just spend time in the book. And I've been asking the Lord to give me tears. I've been asking God to help me to cry, because tears shears what's in the heart, the emotion, the spirit, and the soul. And tears, an expression, it's being more like God. And God still weeps, and He still cries, and He still cares, and He still loves people. And God is that way. He wept over the city of Jerusalem. He cried because there's so much that He wanted to do, and there's so much He knew God had for Him. He knew how so many were hindered from the blessings that God had for them, and He had such a love for these people, you see. And I've been asking God to give me tears, and I've been asking God to help me to cry when I pray. And Paul said he warned everyone night and day with tears. And I want God to do something in your heart and life so much that I will cry for you today. I want you to leave here and say, God's going to do it. I don't know how, but He's going to do it. I ain't got the answer. Look, I can't tell you how God's done it all these years, but He's come through. And there's been some tough times, friends, but God's come through. You ain't got to rob Him in tithes and offer. You just go and press on. You go ahead and live for God. God surely is going to do it. And the Bible says that you sow in tears, you're going to reap in joy. Doubtless you're going to bring your sheaves and bring them. And you're going to bring them doubtless, without a doubt. That's right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Give, and you shall be given unto you. No doubt about it. You tithe, you give offerings. No doubt about it. Prove me. I'll open you the windows of heaven. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. There's a God that's going to bless. And my friend, I want you to be sure about it. I don't want you to waver one bit. I want you to know God is going to bless you. Dream. I want you to dream. And I want you to dream big. I don't care what situations you're involved in. God's come through. To me, it's a no-brainer. To me, it's a no-brainer. No matter what a person has done, God is a forgiving God. God is a God that will I'll tell you, He'll make a stinking bless. Let me, out of the stinking mess, He'll make a blessing out of it. I don't care what mess you're in. God, this is a great opportunity for God. He's looking for opportunities. He specializes in your, my problems, your problems. I mean, He specializes in it. He gets a kick out of dividing the Red Sea. He gets a kick out of getting water out of the rock. Man, He gets a kick out of feeding millions of people when they can't eat, and He makes a way. Man, he gets a kick out of it and using a widow woman to help Elijah. Keep going on. I said He gets a kick out of it. He shows up in the fiery furnace, shuts the mouth of the lion, raise the dead, heal the blind, heal the sick, to cast out demons, walk on water, kill them. He'll raise Himself back up, dying on the cross for you. God says, I love you so much. I have nails in my hands, nails
falls to my feet, I'll be spit on for you. I'll go to hell for you. I want you to know, no matter what you've done, I want you to know that I love you. I don't want you to go to hell. I gave you a will. You may wreck your life, but I love you. You may never accept the blessings I have for you, but I have loved you, and I have died for you, and I want you to know I have so much in store for you. But I will not make you. I will not do it. I didn't make you a robot. You got to choose to love me. You got to choose to serve me. You got to choose to have faith in me. It's God's opportunity. Let's pray. It's God's opportunity. It's God's opportunity. Let's pray. Heads bowed, please. Eyes are closed. Just our piano players coming to the piano at this time. Heads about, eyes are closed. Heads about, eyes are closed. Heads about, eyes are closed. Let me ask you something as the piano player is getting ready. She'll be playing in a moment. But before she plays on that piano, let me ask you, how many of you are 100% sure? No doubt, surely, it's a sure. You know you're going to heaven. I mean, it's sure. I mean, your faith, it's there. I mean, you know you're going to heaven. You know it, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, you can put your hand down. Now listen. Listen. If you're going to be like Joseph, you're going to have faith in Christ, okay? He had faith in Christ, all right? He had faith before he went to the cross, okay? You understand that? I hope you understand that, okay? We look back at the cross. We have faith. We look back at it, okay? But there's got to be a time in your